Today we're going to witness some people being baptized in the tank to my right, and I thought it'd be appropriate just for a few moments to say a few words to you about what you're going to see. It's always important that we understand what we're doing and that we witness something that we can say amen to. And so let me just begin. I'll just take 5 minutes to say this, that the New Testament, which is what we base our way of life on, our faith on, teaches us that we're made right with God. In other words, brought into a personal relationship with God through Jesus by faith, by faith. The New Testament says things like this: if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be saved. And in another place it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shouldn't perish but have eternal life. Faith, it's an act of the heart. It's from the inside out. It's an act of the heart where you trust Jesus Christ. It says, for example, with the heart, a person believes and is saved. But it's important to understand that this act of faith, which begins in the heart and believes that Jesus died for my sins, actually involves not just the heart, but the whole person. And so the New Testament goes on and it says, it involves your mouth. With the mouth, you confess and believe that Jesus died and rose from the dead. It's a heart confession that Jesus is Lord. I believe that in the heart, I confess it with my lips. Well, after that, what? What's the next step? Well, after that, it's a turning around of a whole life to follow the person of Jesus Christ. We don't always know what that involves, but what that means practically is this, that we learn to obey everything that he taught. As we learn it, we put it into practice in our life. That's what it means to follow Jesus. It means having believed in my heart that Jesus died for my sins and was raised from the dead, confessing with my lips Jesus is Lord. I now set about for the rest of my life to follow Jesus by putting into practice everything that he taught me to obey. And the very first thing he asked me to do was to be baptized. You believe in your heart, you confess with your lips, and then you take steps to obey everything Jesus taught. The first step is this step that we call baptism. Very important that I say this to you, because there's Christians that they believe in their heart. They've actually confessed with their mouth Jesus is Lord, but they've never even taken the first step to follow in the way of the Lord by being baptized. You know what that means? That means you never get out of infancy. You never grow up as a Christian. You can't, it's not something you can leapfrog over and say, you know what, I'll do step 2, 3, 4, and 5 and come back and do one later. No, you do one before you can do two. So if you've ever not been baptized, it's like you've never grown past that initial Jesus is Lord. And that's a tragedy, because God has so much for you and so much for you to do for him. And so I'm just so encouraged that you're all taking the first step today to follow the Lord, follow in the way of the Lord. What's the big deal about baptism? Let me just really, really quickly give you three realities that are being proclaimed to all of us today as we watch these people being baptized. One is this, that one life has ended and another one is beginning. That's what they're telling us. They're going down in water, and they're coming back up, and it's an incredible picture, actually, of what happened to Jesus. He died and was buried, but it's a way of saying, my old life ends today, and I'm rising to live a brand new life. Isn't that incredible? That's an amazing thing when you get to do that. If I read Romans 6 properly, it's also proclaiming something else, that my very life, has now been united with God. I participate in the very life of God. That's incredible. That's why when you hear the pastors baptizing these people, they'll say, we baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. You now participate in the very life of God. It's union with God. That's an amazing thing. You never have to do life alone again. God is with you. Third thing it proclaims is that we've also been brought by Jesus to participate in the life of his church here on earth, here in Red Deer at Crossroads Church. If you read Galatians 3 properly, you'll understand that having believed in Jesus and being baptized, we're also joined to the people of God. And these people are being baptized in front of you and in front of me. And they're saying, this is my family. They're our brothers, they're our sisters. We are their brothers and sisters. That's a great thing too, that you actually don't do the Christian life alone. A lot of people think that they come to Christ and just do their own thing. Not. There's not New Testament Christianity. You always come to Christ and you come to his people at the same time. And for better or for worse, you guys are tied in with us. With all our warts and blemishes and everything else, we're a family and we do life together. And we welcome you as part of our fellowship here at Crossroads for sure. So I'm so encouraged that you people are being baptized today. And, maybe I'll add one more bit and say this. How do you know that you've really come to faith in Jesus Christ? How do you know? John, in 1 John, says, you know because you obey him. So I would suggest this to you. There's no proper ground for confidence that I've really come to know Christ unless I've taken this step of baptism. It's the issue, you see, of obedience. Only the person who obeys believes. And only the person who believes obeys. That was not me. That was actually Dietrich Bonhoeffer that said that the first time, but it's very true. Obedience to what I believe in my heart and confess with my lips is a sure sign that I'm acting out this faith. I want to just encourage you today, if you've never been baptized, you could do that today. You do it right now this morning, or you could do it tonight. We have one more service tonight. What we're going to do is you're going to witness these people being baptized, but if the Holy Spirit is prompting you on the inside and you're saying, you know what, I've never taken that first step, you can exit at any time, go out into the foyer to the connecting point counter out there, just right out these doors. They'll just ask you, do you really know who Jesus is? And if you can say, yeah, I trust him, they'll help you get baptized. I think they probably even have clothes for you to wear. It's an amazing thing. You can take them home and have them. They're not worth anything, but you can keep them. And so it would be really, really exciting today if for the first time you said, you know what, I know I got to do this. You can do that. And, you know, there may be somebody here. I'm just going to put you right on the spot. Is that okay? We're all for you here. Anybody here that would like to accept Jesus Christ for the very first time, just raise your hand. I'll tell you how to do that. If you've never come into relationship with God through Jesus and you'd like to, tell you how to do that. Can't see everybody, but in case somebody put their hand up, this is how you do it. You believe the New Testament that says you're a sinner. And if you're a sinner, you're on your way to hell. That's tough stuff, but it's true. The Bible says that is not your destiny. God did not prepare that place for you, but he prepared heaven for you, and he offers you the gift of eternal life through what Jesus did on the cross. I can't change my direction. But when Jesus died on the cross, the Bible says he paid for all of my sin. Completely. Nothing left I have to do. What God asked me to do is to believe that Jesus died for my sins and to turn to him. And as best I can, say, Lord Jesus, please forgive my sin. And as best I can, I will follow you for the rest of my life. You make that commitment to him and he says, this is what I'll do for you. I'll forgive your sins. I'll give you eternal life. I'll put my Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit in you, who will teach you how to live a new way of life. You don't even have to figure it out for yourself. He will teach you how to live that way. That's a great day. However you do it, it's from your heart that you say, Lord, I need it. If you can say in your heart, Lord, I believe you died for my sins and I need you, then he can work with that. He can work with an honest confession of your heart. And if you do that this morning while these people are being baptized, then I would encourage you to go out, talk to the people at Connecting Point, take this first step today. And when you're baptized, here's what you can expect. I think exactly what Jesus expected. When Jesus was baptized, he heard a voice from heaven saying, that's my son and I love him. I think what you can expect today is a sense in your heart that Jesus is saying, I love you. I am well pleased with you. He always seems to affirm that to people that obey him. The second thing I would like you to do, would you come up out of the water, just say to God, just in your heart, please, Father, fill me with your Spirit. That's what he wants to do. When Jesus came up out of the water, the Spirit came down and filled him. And that's God's person to help you live in the way of the Lord. At the end of the service, we're going to pray for you with all of our hearts because the enemy's also witnessing this today, and he doesn't like this. We love it. He hates it. We'll pray for you. And God will do great things. So, we all ready to do this? You ready to go? Okay. Let's just take a moment and pray. Father, I thank you for every single person that believes in their heart that you raised Jesus from the dead, and they're confessing with their lips, Jesus is Lord. I pray, Father, that you today would affirm to them your great joy in what they're doing, and that you would help us to celebrate and rejoice with all of our hearts as heaven is this morning, for we pray in Jesus' name.